Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, 4th day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Tuesday, 20th of Nisan, 11th of April, Rabbi Mendy Chizik Shlita, Kriyas Yamsuf and Bizas Hayom. This week's Torah is Ponsel Nishmas, the late Mr. Richard Kaufman, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Raptoli, Zichrona Livrocha.
May I just add, perhaps the Sheikh can also be in Neshama, my late brother-in-law who's Nifta 3 years ago on Pesach. Shama Shahav Aliyah, Sheikh Bit Neshmosu, Ezra Ben Yomin, as well, the Azram Yom of Chaim. Talking, Chol HaMoed Pesach. Shvi'i Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf. I just want to begin with the Hakdama. I was engaged yesterday for Simcha, Baruch Hashem. You know, it's rare to be at a Simcha where the most expensive thing on the table is a serviette. And I traveled to Gateshead to see serviettes. So I filled my shvog with this woman. I said, Dime Tov, at the Chasana, I'd like something else to eat, please. So I was there at Gateshead and I met one of my rabbeim. We've got this sort of agreement between us. Whenever we see each other, we have to share a vot, our own vot. So he said to me, he said, what does matzah mean? So I said, matzah? I machloikas. Dogs and tzadi, because it's nitzah, it's to fight. Nitzim. Yeah, but matzah megivah comes with nitzim. The dogs are dogs and tzadi, though. But matzah megivah, fighting. He said, what's the fighting? So he touched Azoi. He said, you're fighting against the natural inclination of the matzah that wants to rise. The matzah wants to rise, and you're fighting. It shouldn't rise. It shouldn't rise. So he said to me, that's pshat, and shmartim as ha matzahs, also shmartim as ha mitzvahs. You have an opportunity to do mitzvahs, chapayayin, fight against the natural inclination. I'll do it soon. Don't let the opportunity go to waste, chapayayin. So I said to Rabbi Yaakov yesterday, that's the Hakdama for today's shir. Opportunity to chapar mitzvahs from Tefillah to Torah every morning, or Shmatas on matzahs, that's the mitzvahs, we chapar ayin shlo yovar adei chimutz. Now, boys, start from a very basic, simplistic point. Klal Yisrael went out to Mitzrayim, first day Pesach. When was the final redemption, so to speak? I suppose we could say Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Kriyas Yamsuf. Maskin. Vosi Gevein Dizeben Teig. What happened? Why? Why was it necessary to delay 7 days? Vos is. God Mitzrayim Gendik. Gan Gagangan. You delay from Yitzias Mitzrayim till Kriyas Yamsuf 7 days. Vos does needig. Haber gesehen, I saw this here Moredek Vot. And go Uyim Hadvoyim Misho Imrom. Hagor Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zatzal, Rabbon Shal Yerushalayim, Tzadze Mordei Gopteich. He says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that your children will be servants in this land, Lo Elohim. We'll discuss the words Lo Elohim in a minute more. Arba Mei Yishon of 400 years. When was the 400 years? Starting from when? Leidas Yitzchak. When was Yitzchak born?
Pesach.
First day Pesach. Okay. When did he become a Din Yisrael? Bris Mila. When's his Bris Mila? No.
Eighth day.
I've probably been so good rocks, Achash Pesach. Better than Soviets I saw yesterday. Not better. I had to go to say. So when is the final day of the 400 years? Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So the 400 years would have climaxed on Achron Shel Pesach. So the day before, the end. I can see your brain working already. If the Bris Mila of Yitzchak would have been Achron Shel Pesach.
When was the Bris Mila?
That's it.
Related.
Okay, I'm going to say,
today,
yeah,
tuna, tomorrow, something else.
No, no, no. Okay.
Was born.
Say the. Okay. Can I go off topic for a little bit? Off topic. We don't mind. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Different subject. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Tosfos Menachos, was nifta on Shabbos Kodesh. We say it's called Chatzedek Shabbos Mincha because Moshe was nifta Shabbos Mincha. Tosfos. Find the Rishonim, I don't understand. 1 minute. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah B'yoyim Misosoi, right? Shabbos Kodesh. Elamai, they say, didn't happen. A different reason, Moshe was not nifta Shabbos afternoon. Chodek on Tosfos. It's called Chatzedek, because that's the time the Rishonim going back to Gehenna saw Shabbos. So the Chodek on Tosfos. Oh, but Tosfos, not Tosfos. You and I aren't going to Chodek on Tosfos. Tosfos, Moshe was nifta Shabbos afternoon. What do you do with that? No, okay, one question. Another question. The Marashah stills in Kiddushin, he asks a question like this. At Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, I don't understand. Moshe was Nifta, Moshe was born on Zayin Adar. Nifta Zayin Adar. That's a day longer than 120 years. A day longer. Because if you're born Zayin Adar, the 120 years are up. Vav Adar. Marashah Zakasha. Hop Icha Mol Gezogt. I'm going off topic now. No notes. Listen to this. Moshe said, today I'm writing, today Hayoim, today I've finished my 20 years, we're writing, when? Vavador. He thought it was, he said, that's my last day of my life. I complete my life the day before my birthday. My birthday next year. So Vavador, we're writing, he was 30 today, he said, Hayoim, today, but Moshe was writing Hayoim, today. Hashem extended his life, Kafi the Marshal, to Zayin Adar. That's right, the next year. Now we go back. I'll just take a toy door. But my father says, portion it. That the bris milah, which would have been on Achron Shal Pesach, means that's what Hesti Yisrael. So the previous days when it completed, that 400 years were complete, the next day is already too late. So that's why Shal Pesach, again, Tzias Mitzray, a Kriyas Yamsuf, the completion from the late Asitzchok to the day before bris milah. I believe that the Shtim is there very nicely. The famous Chofetz Chaim. In Parshas Miketz on Vayigitzu min Aboil, and they pulled Yosef out of the boil. Kedua Yosef Atzadik has so many connections to Pesach. You know the famous Kliyoko, who talks about Dalet Koisus and the dream of Saramashkim and Dalet Koisus Sednach. Not for now. Oh, but he says like this. He says Chofetz Chaim Vayigitzu min Aboil. He says there's not 1 second extra waited. Not one Vayigitzu Loshen Ritzim min Aboil. Meshlep the Magoyis in the boil. Dosu Pshat over here as well. The date time was up. Shvish Pesach exactly 400 years. No other delay. But for the question of the day, the kasha of the tzlach, the hilige tzlach, for the kasha azoy, says, Klal Yisrael took money out of Mitzrayim, bechush rov, and yet, bechush godel, correct me, very good, bechush godel, for archen yetzer bechush godel, of a pastainish figure, what was the given by the Yamsuf? We're standing today, Erev Shir Shapesach, within the Shira, Tavra Bissel Fashtein, Vayasa Moshe Esa'om, Vayasa, says Rashi Losh and Hifil, Moshe had to drag them away from the Yamsuf, they didn't want to go anymore, because the Gavain Dot in Biza Sayam, Rabbi said, Vosidor Gavain, what was there at the Yamsuf? What was there at the Yamsuf? They took everything out of Mitzrayim with them. Losh Lagamora, he quotes the Gamora in Brochus, Vayenatzlu Es Mitzrayim, Omer Rabami, Melamed she'osuha k'metzudo she'ein bo dogon. A metzudo she'ein bo dogon. There's nothing left there. Derech tzayode ha'oifus is Rashi. To put dogon under the metzudois. To put some food under the metzudos. So the birds will come. When there's no dogon, ein oif. Nothing. Kach riknu ha'metzrim yikol mamoinom. A metzudo she'ein bo dogon. There's nothing there. A trap, but there's no dog, nothing put there, no one's going to come. There's no food in the bait, there's no one going to come. There's nothing there. Rashi, Loshu Rashi. Kach reiknu ha-mitzriyim mikol mamoinom. It's empty. Another pshat in Gemara. Rish Lakish amar, asur k'metzulo she'in badogim. Says Rashi, I didn't know this, Rashi. Metzulis yom. Rashi, betoich ha-tohoim. Ein mitzriyim dogim. Did you know that? In the depths of the sea, there's no fish. Rashi. El asfas hayom hecha de kamozen. Where the fish on top levels of the water, where there's food, lower down there's no fish. Nothing there. They took everything out of Mitzrayim with them. Fake doctor Tzlach. So what happened at Biza Sayom? What were they taking? What was there left to take? Vayasa Moshe to drag them out. There was nothing left there.
Doesn't it say that it was Paro who opened up his oitzres?
So it's Paro. It's a zoit. It's not Sachtoges. Yeah, Bianca, you're absolutely right. There's many, many togas, and you're definitely one of the Mahalchim. Abeloshna Gomorrah emptied Mitzrayim. So Bianca wants to say, in Yichtig, correct, that Paro opened his oitzres, could be that was not taken. Look at her. We'll look at the Mahalchim that Mepharshim bring, but first we'll look at different Mahalchim based on going through later Seder. There was Madoka Shmuz by the Seder table. There's a nice August we come out with. Erst ist der Dubne Magid. Dubne Magid. Dubne Magid, Kedarka, Bakoidish, mit Hamoshel. It's got to go together. No, Dubne Magid, Hamoshel. So the Magid, the Kevot. Not discussing Asugi Bechlal. On the Gemara slightly earlier, he says, Hashem said Avram Avinu, to head Klai Yisrael, Dabin no Bosnehom. I bet the mention, take out of Mitzrayim, Neme Pesagois, please. Shloyoy Ma'os et Tzadik, I don't want tithes of Avram Avinu, that I've made promises to them, I didn't fulfill it. I bet I, Dabin no Bosnehom. Please, Yishalu, they should borrow, take. I bet, I bet. Don't do the Magid. My bed, my bet. I said, what's going on over here? Shleimer is a tzaddik. So don't magid a moshel. It's not. I had this complete opposite scenario. The complete opposite Erev Pesach. Opposite. I had a lot of old notes left at home. Old 50s and 20s. So my son's yeshiva bracha. I said, you know what? To go to the bank anyway before Yom Tov, change it for me. I thought it was a simple job. Banks won't change it. The banks won't change it. No, money from not last September, August won't change it. But he had an iPhone. He put it into a bank account. Which one? It's not mine, yeah? It got an iPhone. They took it. They took it, yeah? Dawson's like a woman. Change it, they won't. I bet they took it. It's a double market, yet, it's complete opposite. So it doesn't. A bocha goes to work. He works for somebody. And there's still an hour. This guy, Shiva Bocha, gets paid at the end of the week. And the money he gets is old crumpled notes. Bocha goes to the owner and says, I'm not taking this. This is worth garnish. It schmatters. I want fresh notes. This is schmatters. Ich nehme es nicht. The balabos says, I thought you were talking. This is oivela, soicha, normale, geld. Take it. I'm not taking it. So he goes back to the father and says, it's a matter of your son. If I stay in this, I'm giving a normal note. They make crumpled, maybe. The oivela, soicha. Father said, ich verstehe. I understand. But if I stay in this, give me, for his sake, give him normal, crisp, fresh notes for his sake, not for mine. I'm happy with it. If I stay good. He, Nebuch, doesn't understand. And he's kein Schreibocher. If I stay in this, geld, give him something which he'll be happy with. To the Magis Moshel. Talk to Azoi. Avraham Avinu understood well that Bechushalov is Toiger. Megeti Luis mit Toiger. Mekabos under Toiger. Klar, Israel don't understand. Sie verstehen nicht. Sie verstehen nicht. Ich verstehe es, Avraham Avinu, but sie verstehen es. They'll think that I've let them down. Give them something for their sake, a bissel Geld. It's mashmah from them, Rabbi Yisai, from their Dubna Magid. That they have taught, the leaving Mitzrayim was not necessarily the money of Mitzrayim. The leaving Mitzrayim had been the promise of the Torah. And Taki went, look, the Dubna Magid, there was a lot of money left for Bizas Hayom. The promise of Avraham Avinu leaving was not promise of anything wealth. It was a promise of leaving. Was there when the Kassar Tzlach was not in the Ikka? That was to keep it quiet, Seder. That was not in the Ikka. The other Kasha,
we have a Frenchy Kasha. Who's not to Zuk? Oh, you should suddenly get clean with Atane. And the boy is not to Zuk, but I yes, because
Atane, but the kid, Atane, the kind of one, the kind of a state is what they will.
But the Hus come on mind to mind to the Yishalo Ishmael Rei.
Listen, look to the market, look to the market. Pshat is the Tatot Gewiss was made. But the gibs here,
it says why not.
It's not too much. According to this, not too much. The ikid win the toga. Do the market malach.
What about kimetzudon, kimetzulo?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes. The tzlach, Rabbi Yisai.
You don't understand this.
I'm going to talk about, I'll sort of be makif it my own way if you don't mind, but the word is the tzlach, sounds mahalach, but I'm going to just build on it a little bit. And so though Yodua Rabbeisai, the famous Rambam, who paskens that we cannot live in Mitzrayim, and yet, everyone's nodding already, the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. Ein lecho dovo pele godl mize. But let me share with you two interesting Gemaras, and I think from this we'll have definitely a chiddush you'll all be nodding happily with. Listen to this. Two Gemaras. First, the Gemara Sukkah. We haven't got time for Arichos, but listen to this Peladika Gemara. You tell me if you're asking. Listen to the names of the Amoraim in the Gemara. Amabai. So, we're talking about Abai over here. The Gemara says, there's a massive shul in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. I'm going to say, hold cop. Easy Gemara. A shul in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. Okay. The Gemara discusses how big and beautiful it was. 71 katadroi shel zohov. Enormous sizes. Bimoshalei. Eitz and Tzisa, Chazna Knesses were standing there. They couldn't hear davening. They had to wave the Sidurim there, Sudorim there, Pilans Domain. And there was everyone with his own job in the right places. Mishon Paranososoi, Panosos Anshe Bisoi, people who had jobs and professions were standing there. It was a fantastic show. Om Abayo. Abayo. Vekulu, Kotlinu, all killed. Alexander Smoikden, my time a Yamshu. Moyedeke Shu. Mishum da Ovri Ahaikro, Lesu Sifu, Noshru Badere Chazoid. They were over on the Posuk, which says you must not go back and live in Mitzrayim. Abaya. Wozogman. Manane. Wozogman is Ogman. Abaya says it. Abaya says, Moyedeke Shu Beis Akneses, Oba Fort, Fort, Fort. They were all killed. Why? Went back to Mitzrayim. Okay. Now Rabbi said double pella. Come on, get in. Nun Zion, discussing the time of the Chorban. The Gemara says, "I ikka de shmiyale milsa." Does anyone know anything about the city in Kfar Sachanyo shel Mitzrayim? Kfar Sachanyo shel Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, "Amaisa." Again, fantastic stories of gedoyle gedoylim. Oris Agusosa Echosan Kala, Kachabin Agoyim. The girl said to get married. She said, "Don't go near to me, I've got a ksuba from you." Unbelievable, unbelievable behaviors of people who don't even know their names. Anoshim Kadoshim. Omrolahen. They were maspitch a pit pit be Yitzu Yoisem Yosef Atzadik. And Rabbi Yisrael, we can't even name them. To be Yosef, we have a chadashata. This every single day. Yosef lav ishtoi, she was his color. Gemara gives myriad stories of people in the Kfar Sachanyo shel Mitzrayim. Furthermore, at the end, Omele Abaya le Rav Yosef. Abaya says, it's Abaya. Abaya says, Rav Yosef, with a question. Ome achad ahavu tzadikim kol ahai, my tama yanush. So why are they punished? I don't answer. I boys have a minute. This is the Gemara Gittin. That was a Gemara Sukkah. In Gemara Sukkah, Abaya tells you that the reason why Alexander Shem Mitzrayim was destroyed is because they returned to live in Mitzrayim, which the Torah does not let. Though in Gittin, shall we say the Hashas is after Sukkah? I can't bring a riot in it. Oh, but it's after Sukkah. For Abaya, the question to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, I don't understand. Megedov mentioned Sadiqim Gemurim, Anoshim Kadoshim Gedoilim. And yet, my Talmud Yanush, why are they punished? And the answer, Abaya, you don't know? You can't tell me yourself? And the answer, a different answer. What's his answer? Mishum de lo I abul al Yerushalayim. They didn't mourn for Chom Beis HaMikdash. So now I tell you it. A boy said, I figure, hello, Dovahu. Lani is that I'm the only one who asks the question. So it's got to be my answer then, no? I've seen no one asking this. I don't understand, Pshat. A buyer took a mortgage, that's right. Now you ask him so far? A cash hati? No?
So it's
really the freebie,
maybe the Schania Shel Mitzrayim wasn't in Mitzrayim itself.
I always say, Daf Medozogan. The Rambam, Mitzrayim Kiyodua. Mitzrayim was not made of one, was not one piece of land. Mitzrayim was enormous. Paro captured other lands. Kiyodua, the Tzfardea that came went into the Gavul Mitzrayim only. Mitzrayim, for those who are a dikduk, will know Mitzrayim means two countries. Mitzrayim, the word, any word ending in ayim means two. Shnayim, einayim, oznayim, raglayim. The plural of hand is not your dime, it's your dois. The dime is just two. Mitzrayim has two borders. Paro captured other countries. He had Mitzrayim. It wasn't just his necessarily. The issue to return to live in Mitzrayim, the chilek Mitzrayim. The andere chilek, where the Gambam lived, Lomazogun, Rabbi Yisai, Lomazogun, the Gambam, didn't live in that chilek Mitzrayim. Didn't live in Goyshen. Somebody once said to me, that I can believe Govitz or Tabor Gazokt, Goyshen stands for Gateshead, Shunderland, and Newcastle. Yo, 99. Right? Das ist Goyshen. The Gambam can sein, or gewöhnt, the andere chilek Mitzrayim, nicht Mitzrayim. In das Mavur from the Gemara, the Mitzrayim is not one place. Alexandria's is Takimamish, the city of Mitzrayim. Or Bekwasachania is another Chilik Mitzrayim. Kippah Slip, yet the Gemara is not Frankfurt. It's not Mitzrayim. Is that so? Now, Tzlach doesn't bring this from his son. Or Bez Chloya Boisai. Bez Ameh must be sein. There's a Mahagil Diskin. Says, I'm also Murray the Kavot. He says, the Torah in a few places adds in words a little bit and perhaps seemingly unnecessary. Lovos. But the Kozok say the Banacht. That what? That Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu, your children will be strangers in the land? Loi Lohem. But it's Loi Lohem. They'll be strangers in the land. Loi Lohem. Vatimoli Ha'oret Osam. Obviously, if it's Pogu Vayishu Vayivyatim, then Vatimoli Ha'oret is a natural follower. Zog de Magil Diskenu. Vol Klaudi so geblippen im Goyishen, Vol Gewinner Seder. Well, they could blippen in Goyshen, it'd be a wonderful place for them. Goyshen. But Klal Yisrael didn't stay in Goyshen, they spread out. Vatimolei ha'oretz oyisom, the land that was not necessary. Don't go out, but stay there. Vatimolei ha'oretz oyisom, the Magadiskin, was not necessary, didn't have to happen. Bleib dort, et alzat besser. Mit dem verstehen ein bisschen besser, Gabriel Yisrael. Once we understand that Klal Yisrael could have stayed in one place, and as Yodua, they worked b'choyme over veinim v'chlavoyde basode. Says the Medrash, b'choyme should have been with a kal v'choyme. They could have managed to get away with avoyde's perech, the kal v'choyme. But leveinim libun halocha. I would imagine that Motzei Shabbos, when we say slach noah kal v'choyme, tell me b'shag aboyisai. I'll tell you, Pshat. It's Slachno for the Kalvachoyme. We're not going to do that. Come to have Moridik Avocha ahead of us. And we're getting Abbotin. Slachno for the Kalvachoyme. We're getting Nishton. If we'd sit in Beis Medrash and be Yoyitz with Kalvachoyme, we're just Abbotin Avoidas Pariach the ganze Woch. Slachno al Kalvachoyme. Is Azoi Fashtemi yet? That in Mitzrayim there were different parts of the country. They're going Azoi, going Azoi. Part of Mitzrayim and part that wasn't really Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael, had they stayed there? The Tzlach. Now, Tzlach's optics that from his son is a bit more understandable. He says, my son, and Kedur Abbas, everyone knows this, you'll all tell me the same. Going on an outing is not very easy. He wants this outing, she wants that outing, Devil Azoy, Devil Azoy. And then getting everyone together in the car at the same time. There's more than one car going, Eget Azoy, Eget Azoy. Right postcode, wrong postcode, they follow each other. Getting Klal Yisrael together, one place, according to the Rishonim and Parshas Masay, there was also one of the Masoys. There was also one of the Masoys. Just get them together. So the Slach b'shem his son, Azoy. When Vayenatz Lewis Mitzrayim, that was in the place they were. He says, Ramses, outside from Goshen. We're chodik on that. He says, when they went from Mitzrayim, that was from Ramses. From that part of Mitzrayim, the chilek, By Natsuris Mitzrayim, they empty Mitzrayim from their shtick land they were there at the time. It's what Yom says, Chazon from Goshen, the land that should have belonged to them. But the rest of Mitzrayim was still open to be taken. Then the Tzlach says another stick of Torah and Mahalach. Could I understand what he says? It's not about all the Golyois, says the Tzlach. We never find the Torah saying, don't go back, don't go back. We don't find that. But Mitzrayim, Torah says, don't go back. So Sifun Losh Madech Hazoid. So the Tzlach Hazoid. Normally, when clients were going to Golos, they kicked out of countries. But they get Shion Hamelech. But it's not pshat; they walk out. But Yod Chazak was going to you. So the Tzlach, when clients are going to other countries, they leave over Kedusha Kedusha. He says, "Get our Chelik Zachas." Perhaps we don't understand. There's Kedusha and there's Torah mitzvahs left in places, still left there, and clients can go back there and tap into that Kedusha and connect again. But here. Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Tzlach, there was nothing left there. They were completely empty. So there's been no Kedusha. Bil Chazak was on the tour, they went out. Emptied of Kedusha, don't go back. There's nothing there in that country anymore. Gornish Dodon, nothing there. So then that's Pshat. Vayenatz Tzwis Mitzrayim, Igeven from Vayenatz Tzwis Mitzrayim, from the Kedusha Sheboy. The Kedusha was empty. There's nothing, no Nitzitzis Kedusha, nothing. Don't go back at all. Aber der Bises Hayom Egwen der Momen ist der Kachilik. Seht ihr das Lach? Then he brings a final Mahalach. Sehr schön, Mahalach, he says, the Tula Shoyin Sagamor we started off with, of Dogim or Dogon, so of the Azoy. He says, there's two types of money that come into a country. There's money that the country builds itself on its own economy, and there's the money that comes in from other countries. Similar to what you, Anki, were saying at the beginning. Money comes in. Probably had made massive money on that. The money came in to buy the food for the Shnei Sarov. Money came in from other countries. So the dogim, fish, don't really move water to water. Dogim build a porvish in their own space. Dogon put into a net. It's brought from other places and put in. So the Reb Shlokish and Reb Ami are arguing which money was taken out at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Was it the money that was the natural country money? Or was it the money from other sources? But less kula armeloi pligi. So the Tzlach, that the other money was, they're both agreeing there's two sets of money, and one set was taken and one set was left. So at the end of the Gaboy Sai, with Sus Vagoich Vagom of Ayom, don't understand what's the Sus, but Hamog Sai, so recently, why the Sus and punished, all the Neshomas of the Mitzrayim. Dead Mitzrayim over the years of Shibud, who let's call it, got away with it because they died in Mitzrayim. What, they got away with it? They just died? Hashem was Megalgal there. Souls, can we say that? Into the Susim. And the Torah says, probably Sus for Goich Mangalyom. They didn't get away with it. So I want to say, after Pshat was said in Shirashirim, Kususose Berich Be Paroi, Kein Dimisich Gayosi. Just like the Susim were punished because of what they're. What they had done, although they had died, we better the Gabonish Shalom, Kasusose Berich Be Pari, like the Susim then, Hashem looked back to Frida Kedoyres, Hashem looked back at our Frida Kedoyres, and Shoma Sakdoish Vatahoyres, and be eschus that be making us, Kein Dimisi Chayosi, Ashkoyach, 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 Ashkoyach,
Ashkoyach, Tell you.
Skadal, skadal, shuvim rabo.